I hope they're ready for the Macarena.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DB Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DB Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Coming up...
Hey, I'm number two.
I'm Chappie.
Hey, I'm Jekyll.
Hey, I'm Hooligan.
You gotta keep them separated.
So right now, he's going through the black book of horrible stories.
Let's make that happen.
Really appreciate Jekyll's generosity with his cooter.
You have me on track here, baby.
This is when the rest is for everything.
And this is Dysfunctional Discussions.
Yes, we are.
At WDVR on DBRadio.net.
You are tuned in to Dysfunctional Discussions. Only on WDVR. Brought to you by the guys over at Dysfunctional Veterans. You can find them on DBRadio.net. Check out the Facebook page, Dysfunctional Veterans, Dysfunctional Discussions, Dysfunctional Discussions, I don't know. Anyway, you know,
I don't know what the hell you're saying.
This is Hooligan. I am here with number two.
Hey, hey.
Chappie.
Hi.
Jesus, took me long enough. We don't know exactly what happened to Jekyll. Apparently, we started getting reports of a case of explosive diarrhea. And we also heard the rumor that his balls were stuck in a window there. I don't know. Have you guys heard anything about that yet?
Yeah, I think he got explosive diarrhea and he couldn't make it to the bathroom, so he decided to go for the window. But then his balls got trapped in. It's a common occurrence. It happens all the time. You'd be surprised.
All the time.
Sounds like it. Yeah, so what is going on, guys? Let's get in here. What is everyone drinking right now?
Oh, I'm going to open it. It'll sound really cool on the mic.
Let me guess. PBR.
Oh, no. You like the PBR, you idiot. I believe a good quote from Chappie. We walk into a bar, and he goes, "Is PBR hipster enough for this bar?" And I was like, "Yeah, dude." And we ordered PBR.
I remember I went to a bar with one of our old, like, back when we first started this page. He's no longer with us. Not that he's dead. He just kind of left the page. I even forget what his freaking call sign is. But so we're just calling
Warhammer.
Warhammer. So Warhammer, we go into this bar and he drinks a PBR and he's like, "Oh, I need to go outside." And I just saw him puking all over the boardwalk.
He also, at that point, maybe about a half hour later, walked down the boardwalk. We're chasing after him as he's peeing on the boardwalk. So that was just one of those nights that just, you probably should have just stayed in our house and not done anything.
How about the time that we went to Rutgers with him and he slapped or punched my wife in the face?
Well, that's because it was aiming for you. But
yeah, and he missed me. And this is the first time that he's ever met my, well, at the time it was my girlfriend, my now wife, Al. And then we spent the entire night chasing him around Rutgers.
All right.
He started running and he's like, "Well, dude, where are you going?" He's like, "Back to your apartment." I was like, "I've never even been on this side of campus. This isn't where I live." He's like, no, this is where you live." I'm like, "All right, I guess I'm going to go find a new part of campus I've never been to." it was like when you're walking in, like, the bad part of the neighborhood, and you're trying not to make yourself look like you don't fit in, but you definitely, everyone knows you don't fit in. That's what it was like that day.
Yeah, that was... I was so expecting, like, one of the best nights of our life that night, and it just wasn't. But we made the best of it.
All right.
So, Hooligan, what are you drinking?
Well, as most of you know, I'm basically a glutton for punishment. So, when I was out at the store earlier, I was trying to decide, you know, what kind of beer I wanted to get. I was a little torn, a little disappointed by the selection. So I just said, you know, fuck it, I'll go out tomorrow, I'll find something. So, in the meantime, I resorted back to a Four Loko.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
because I want to down this thing, then I want to go to Chuck E. Cheese and fucking fight some kids.
I didn't think you were allowed near that institution anymore.
No. That was Thumper.
Oh my god, I just got a text from Jekyll.
Alright, what do you say?
He wanted to give us a little update on his explosive diarrhea and what he's drinking tonight.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. This is my new favorite song.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. Oh, poor Jekyll. He must be all over.
I want to know where he got all those Asian girls to sing that song.
I heard that he just holds them in his basement for special occasions.
I'm sure he even has them tagged, too.
And that's where we get dark.
Hey, but you know what? Well, here's how I think how it happened. Fucking Trunk Monkey. He's over in Korea right now. I'm pretty sure he's involved in this in some way, shape, or form.
Oh my goodness.
He did sound a little Korean.
Yeah, so Trunk Monkey is harboring these people over to America to marry Jekyll to then have him in his basement for diarrhea songs.
I mean, I'm sure that's not illegal at any point.
No. Not at all.
So, I actually do have a question for you guys, because it goes along with what am I drinking. I'm drinking the finest can of premium Yingling.
Dude, now, I cannot drink Yingling out the can. Well, it just doesn't taste
right. I
can.
I love Yingling.
But there's Yingling.
I do too.
There's Yingling that comes in the green bottle, right? What the fuck is Yingling premium?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. Like, I've been trying to figure it out. Like, I've only been able to buy Yingling Premium, like, when I'm drunk at a bar, and I want to take a 24-pack of beer home, because if I'm fucked up already, definitely staying up until 5 in the morning drinking Yingling Premium is a great idea. But that's the only place I'm able to get it. I can't find that at a liquor store. I don't know what it is.
It just sounds like they're trying to mark some shit up.
Yeah, I don't know. But it definitely has different
taste. Maybe they put, like, I don't know, Coke. Maybe some angel dust.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, see? So do I. Yeah, this is actually making me want to party now.
Oh, yeah. Party.
Thumper really
style.
Needs to get back from Thailand. We had plans to go to Mexico.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then he had also mentioned something about overthrowing the government down in... Or was it Jamaica? Something about kicking the Brits back?
That sounds about right.
So, do you guys want to know what I'm drinking tonight?
Not really, but I guess we're going to hear it anyway.
All right, so I started the day off drinking Woodford whiskey with, half lemonade, half iced tea. And then I have this awesome shaker, and I shake it up, and it tastes delicious. And now, since... the shaker was still full with Owl's drink. I'm now drinking Smirnoff. Hey, babe. It's Smirnoff what? Strawberry.
Oh,
with the
God.
Same iced tea. And you have, like, I'm telling you, there's a lot of alcohol in this.
Are you drinking a Smirnoff ice?
No. It's Smirnoff. It's just regular vodka, but, like, the flavored, what's it called? Like, strawberry, and with the iced tea, and you can't taste anything. It's delicious.
And that's where we're going to wrap up the show. We're good. They don't need to hear anything else from us.
Especially from Chappy right now, dude. Come on.
Dude, I'm telling you, you guys might knock it, but it tastes really good. It tastes like strawberry iced tea.
It matches up with your vape, too.
Yeah, just like your vagina.
Hey, don't knock it until you try it.
What, a vagina? Like,
I know
one?
You haven't seen one of those in a while, but that's okay. No, it's really good. And actually, I'm not going to lie. I really like the Woodford. Like, that's become my whiskey of choice right now. And that's all thanks to Jack from the Disgruntled Soldier.
Is he done being stupid? He's going to be joining us, or?
Yeah, actually, he will be. He just walked in the door, and I think he has to set up a Skype account, and he's peeing.
So when he comes to visit you guys, does Jackie sleep on the couch, or?
He is pretty beautiful.
Oh, God damn it. All right. All right, well, Chappie goes ahead and dazes off, looking and probably just staring deeply into Jack's ass. I think it's time for a break.
No, we still have...
We just started, didn't we?
We just started. What are you talking about, a break? But really? You are listening to Disgruntled Discussions on dvradio.net.
God.
Yeah, never mind.
Fucking hooligan with the fucking Four Loko. He's right now he's in fucking 3017 and we're still in 2017.
Yeah. I really am. Jesus Christ, man. I forgot how strong this shit is.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the last time I had Four Loko, we were drinking at we had like a little barbecue picnic at the veteran department here at Rutgers. And we decided, like, after the barbecue ended, we decided, like, the normal house full of veterans, let's get everyone back to my house. So we came back to my house, and we ended up doing the liquor store, and we come back with, like, 12 30-packs of beer, and just shopping bags filled with Four Lokos. And I'm telling you, that was probably the craziest party. Like, we were... Like, it was only at, like, 12 o'clock.
Well.
You're listening to Disgruntled Discussions.
On dvradio.net. No, we have a small problem.
What's that for?
Jack. Oh, I
have an idea. Not your dick. Not your dick, though.
No, I have a great idea. Jack can still join us. We will just have to share a headset.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. It is pretty cute. Get over here, Jack.
Jack and his beanstalk.
And joining us on dvradio.net is Jack and his beanstalk.
So, Jack is the lead admin over on the Disgruntled Soldier, one of our off pages. I think we're at like 2000 already on it. And yeah. So
oh,
Jack,
well, hello there, Jack.
Hello there, whoever. This one is.
Oh, so this is hello number there. Two.
Hello there, Jack the number two, and I heard all about your giant green beanstalk, Jack.
Ed, did you like it?
You're actually making number two really jealous right now.
Wait, let's go sit on the couch.
Yeah, you should.
It doesn't feel awkward. All right, ready? Yeah. One,
Jack,
two,
Jack
three,
stop.
Move. We're moving.
Stop sitting on his lap.
I don't know if that was. Yeah. So, Jack is active duty still. I don't know. Thank God the page is small enough that no one will actually know who the fuck Jack is.
Is that a bad thing if they know who I am?
You know, Chain of Command might not like it, but fuck them.
Yeah,
hey,
fuck
your Chain of Command. Like fuck your CSC.
Yeah, exactly. They don't even know really what they're doing.
Well, hey,
right.
Jack.
Fuck them all.
Welcome to Disgruntled Discussions. What are you drinking tonight?
It's a nice little concoction of, lemonade, tea, and vodka.
Yeah, see, he's drinking the same thing I am.
No, but it sounds better.
We already know what side of the fence he sits on, Chappy.
I mean, I am basically sitting on his lap.
That's nice. Knew it. And what is your MOS, Jack?
12 November. I'm also an engineer. Unfortunately, Chappy is my all gracious team leader.
You can't get in trouble if your team leader's doing it too.
Now, does he ever try and make you do things that you feel uncomfortable with. Oh, you know, you can tell us this is a safe space.
Can we get the doll?
All the time.
Sure, do you need the doll? Actually, we are going right, to start selling those dolls here upper thigh. Soon. Yeah.
Well, since Jack is our, you know, our guy from the Disgruntled Soldier, it's coming time to our story time. It's active duty story time.
With, so come instead on over, of Chappy, sit Jack. On Uncle Chappy's lap and listen to his stories.
What kind of stories?
Just call him Uncle Chappy.
Tell us your most disgruntled story ever.
There's quite a few of those.
Am I putting you on the spot? Is this a problem? Yeah.
I'm not very, you know, quick-witted here.
So,
being an engineer.
So you're actually here. I'm gonna change the topic real quick. Got another question for Jack. How long have you been in for now?
About, 15, 16 months?
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm still a baby.
God, my DD-214 is older than that.
Dude, yeah. Jesus.
How old do y'all think I am right now?
I'm trying to get a good baseline for how I need to approach you and talk to you.
Jack, we're gonna put it this way, to kind of give you a little bit of an icebreaker and see, kind of let you know what you can and can't get away with on this show. Just to put it in perspective, last week, Chappie talked about how his daddy was DD6. So DD6 is his daddy.
Oh, that's
so,
true.
Yeah, so there's really not that many stipulations on what kind of stories you can and can't talk about.
Yeah. Right.
Why don't we talk about one of the stories from our fearless leader?
Which one?
The one when we were deployed.
Oh.
Preferably before
the female one.
Yes, we'll let's talk about her.
Oh God.
Why don't you just explain her to us? This will be story time.
Okay, you think of the mom you never wanted.
Got it.
That is her.
Basically. So
that doesn't tell me anything.
So is it like the mom you never wanted that maybe makes a lot of uncomfortable motions towards you, or is it like the mom that
to you actually, yeah,
like that yeah. left you? Or is she, kind of like the mom that left you on
like
top
her,
car,
her baby daddy?
Hmm. So that would be Chappie's mom.
Oh no! This woman is something like you can only like literally you can only make up, and I don't even know. She would let's say okay, Chappie. While we're in Latvia,
mm-hmm.
there'd be times where he'd give or she'd give him like an order, like, "Hey, go down to the motor pool at this time to do something like this." He would actually go do it. He would do it like, you know, like a good soldier would do. And, like 5 minutes later, we'd all be walking down the motor pool and she asked where he would be at. We're like, "Oh yeah, he's down at this place at this time, doing exactly what you told him." She's like, "Well, looks like I'm gonna have to cancel him because he's not doing exactly what I told him to do." Oh, it's just...
Alright, so I'll tell the story because he's obviously not very good at it.
Yeah, I'm horrible at
story. That was so bad, I think it gave me cancer.
So, this lady, she told me that I needed to get comms up because I was the commo rep. She told me to go down, get all the commo equipment ready to go before, you know, the convoy leaves. So I went down maybe an hour early because I knew that comms suck and it usually takes like an hour or so to get the shit ready. I went down there by myself with all my equipment, got it all ready by the time that they came up. My team leader at the time comes up to me and goes, "I need to counsel you." I'm like, "Why?" I told everyone where I was going. I was told to get convoys ready to go. And, I got it up before you guys got down here so we can SP on the right time. And he was like, oh, the squad leader, you know, she was mad that you left and got all the shit ready before you left. I was like, how the fuck does that make sense? She literally wanted to counsel me for getting comms up on time. And as we all know, comms drop all the time. And for once, comms were working. She was just a piece of work. She's a heavy drinker.
Heavy fucker.
Yeah, she was an interesting person, at the least. So, I guess that will be our just talking about her, I get upset. A lot.
Remember that, time we went out in Germany and saw her, face like in another NCO?
Oh god, we had to leave that bar.
Nice. That's nice.
Like, literally, we walked into the bar. We walked into the bar, and I see her just making out with this other NCO. I was like, yep, let's go to the next bar.
I was at the bar that I work at, and I was just hanging out drinking, and it was right before the Marine Corps birthday, so a lot of the Marine Reserve units were out having fun together, and they were all in their dress uniform, and I look over, and like, this entire bar, like, the staff, like, half of us are, a lot of us are all veterans, so we notice all these things. We see junior Marines sucking face with their NCOs. And I was like, this is phenomenal. I cannot wait until this goes up on a page like mine.
Well, you remember that one time we went out at Rutgers and we saw two Marines in full dress blues and we called them out?
Yeah, it was like a random day in there was no, like, Marine Corps birthday happening. There was nothing. They just suited up and decided to go out to the bar. Like, dude, you and your one ribbon isn't doing anything.
I'm pretty sure we went up to him. We're like, welcome back from basic training.
Yeah. They were like, these guys are dicks. I would have rant about these guys that were dicks to us at the bar and disgruntled the fans.
There's people that actually go out and do that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You guys are bringing up Germany and all that good, you know, fun stuff. So there has to be, you know, something that went horribly wrong while you were there.
But that whole rotation was
nonsense. I'm not talking. I'm talking like, you know, off base downtime.
We were the good platoon.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad you guys were there to fight the Russians and keep all the same.
Besides me, like, constantly wanting to, like, one of the other soldiers, he would just come up to me and he'd be like, Chappie, what makes you disgruntled today? And I would just rant the entire time because I was so upset with this place. But, Oh, I have something. The STD rate of our brigade went up by 400%.
Nice.
Over here.
I think there's a ribbon for that.
Jesus Christ.
I found out that my school is the number two school in the country that has the most sex.
Well, Rutgers does have its own STD.
Yeah, we average about 9.8 sexual partners. I was like, I want to know where that 0.8 came from.
Man, what would DV6 say? You know, since...
What?
God damn it, guys, you suck at this.
What would DV6 say?
No, we really love just ruining any chance you have to talk.
Well, that, you know, don't make me call Dad.
Daddy, did I just hear on the radio that Chappie calls DV6 Daddy?
Daddy, I didn't hear that.
Well, you know, Six would take our side anyway. He'd probably encourage it some more, too.
Yeah. I miss DV6. I need to give him a call someday.
And a, probably a hug.
I would love a hug, Dad.
I got a hug from DV6. When we did our event in 2 years ago, he gave me a hug. It was really nice. Yeah, I would put it in my top 10 best hugs.
How crazy was it? Because what, we were at like 50,000 at that point, and maybe 75, something like that. And we get to meet DV6, and we've only like known him for a couple months at that point. And it was like, I remember waiting to like meet him at that, what was it, American Legion beforehand. And it was like meeting a celebrity. And then after that, it was like having an older brother that you just wanted to kick out.
Hey, he bought us pizza. It was really cool. That's some damn good pizza. Yeah, no, that was really cool getting to meet him, because like from that point, like we've only talked to him on the phone. Our first interaction with DV6, he calls me and he goes, "Hey, is this Chappy?" I said, "No, it's number two." He goes, "Oh, well, this is Chappy's doctor. Tell him that all of his tests came back positive and he should talk to all of his sexual partners."
Yeah, good times. And now what, we're like 2 years, 3 years of knowing Six?
Yeah, and the rest of his wacky team.
Like that crazy guy, Bo.
Okay. Yeah, weren't you just talking shit about him?
Crazy Bo and his radio-ness. So, Jack, if you didn't know, Bo is actually the, he basically is the DV radio god, and he controls everything.
He's a DV combo guy.
Yeah, he's
the combo
guy.
But he actually does his job.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's like a good DV, he's a good combo rep. He has comms up at least 50% of the time. Well,
combo can go fuck itself. That's the latest headline from Bo.
Well, I think we are coming to that point where, we will go into break and, we'll get to talk to Jack a little bit more from the Disgruntled Soldier, kind of see what his perspective is on life and disgruntledness. But you guys are listening to Disgruntled Discussions powered by DV Radio on WDVR. We'll be right back.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah.
DV Radio. Let's get it on.
We got some food ready made for you.
The music.
Let's go!
You're listening to WDVR on DVRadio.net. By veterans, for veterans.
Simply made for you.
Welcome back to Disgruntled Discussions, powered by DV Radio on WDVR. I'm Chappie. Tonight we have Hooligan, number two, and our special guest, Jack, from The Disgruntled Soldier. And, this is our time that we're going to start talking to Jack. We kind of like learned a little bit about him. I know way too much about him. But, yeah. Welcome back, guys. How's everyone doing? After a little break?
I'm hanging in there so far. This Four Loko has me all over the place. Seriously, man.
Where's my drink at?
There's nothing like going for a Four Loko on a Sunday night recording.
You're definitely going to go wild tonight.
Wait, you're like a grown ass man too, which makes it even better.
Fucking... I love how you put that. You're a grown ass man. What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
It means you're old.
You're a grown ass man. You're drinking a Four Loko right now.
Like, Chappy, how old are you?
I'm 28.
How old do you think I am?
32.
Like 50?
Fuck off, 50.
Like,
I'm 31.
I thought you were in the Korean War or something.
Vietnam.
Yeah, no, no, it was actually, I started off in the Revolutionary War.
You're revolutionary.
I was revolutionary, but, prior to that, you know, I was on a hiatus because I was, chasing Jesus through the desert. You know?
Man, if you were revolutionary, what the fuck was Sixon? Like, the American. The Crusades.
He was chasing Jesus with me. Man, that guy was a fucking troublemaker. He caused a lot of fucking trouble.
Well, we have our guest tonight, you know, Jack from the Disgruntled Soldier. What questions do we have for him?
So if I'm old as fuck, I'm guessing Jack is what, like 2 years old?
Just about.
Actually, he's the same age as number two.
Yeah, so three, four, maybe.
Hey, four and a half.
Only on a good day.
Only on a good day. Oh my god. Alright, touche. Alright, man, so I know we got to talk a little bit, you know, in that first segment. Let's hear a little bit more about you. So, you've been in the Army for a little over a year now, but not, that's including your time in training, right?
Yes, it is. So I haven't even been at my first, like, duty station a year yet.
So, where did you go to boot camp?
Fort Relax in Jackson.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's where I went. That's phenomenal. Did they give you guys the ice cream at the end of the night, too?
Oh, hell yeah.
Drill sergeant tucked you in the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Forehead.
They gave us good night stories and everything.
Oh, that's
true. Tell them the wars passed.
Yeah, I'm glad to see they didn't get, I'm glad to see they didn't make it any more difficult.
Actually, I heard some stories from guys, at Fort Leonard Wood, and they had it, like, super easy there. Like, going, like, on, like, field training exercises, we still had to dig, like, foxholes and stuff, and they slept in cabins and, like, heated tents, and it's like, basic as a joke nowadays.
What's fucking funny to hear, excuse me, is to hear somebody that probably was still pissing in their diapers when I was in Iraq talk about how easy fucking basic training is.
I upgraded my Superman underwear by then, so.
When,
so you're a big kid now, okay.
Definitely a big kid.
See, yeah, I had to move back over to diapers, apparently. You know, it was,
yeah, but that's because you're old.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, so I'm kind of going in reverse order to you.
One of my platoon sergeants that I deployed with, he went through boot camp at a time where they were trying out these different methods of instruction and stuff. So he actually got like an hour to, I think it was like an hour or hour and a half nap in between the day. But they put him back into their barracks, turn the lights off, and they would take a nap. I shit you not. They were, like, trying to, like, field this new study to see if, like, that there would be better retention and the quality of soldier would be better.
just the vaginas them up a little bit more.
Yeah. Man, no. He was a phenomenal squad leader, but, yeah, he would take a nap in the middle of boot camp.
Oh, man. My squad leader, when we were in Afghanistan, so he was in Desert Storm. He was in Iraq and he was in Afghanistan. Like, he told me one story when, I want to say it was either Iraq or Desert Storm. Either way, he was in Iraq his convoy just left him.
Oh, yeah.
And he had to walk back to the fob.
Yeah, they didn't even, like, realize he was gone. All of a sudden, like, he walks up to the main gate after, like, it was just after hours of walking through Iraq. And they're like, where the fuck were you? He's like, where do you mean where the fuck was I? You left me. Like, you didn't look over and see that no one was sitting in the seat of the Humvee? Like,
wow.
And he's like, after hearing that story, like he was a little bit of a nut job. Like, he would do these weird things. Like, he'd just walk up into a meeting and just start meowing. And yeah. After, like, we all just thought, like, oh, man, he's just, you know, being a funny guy. After I heard that story, it all made sense.
I want to say by, like, 7 months in to our deployment, I think he went crazy.
Oh, like, yeah, he did.
Full-on crazy.
We went drinking with him. when we got back from deployment, we went out drinking with him. We were drinking in the barracks. And all of a sudden, like, you could tell when the alcohol hit him. Because all of a sudden, he, like, kind of, like, gets those, like, blacked-out eyes. And then he's ripping up. Like, this other sergeant, like, made his bed perfectly. He rips up the sheets. And he has one of those, like, rigor repelling belts. And he's tying the bed sheet around the little ring on there. And I'm like, Sarge, what are you doing? He's like, I'm going to go rappel from the top floor. And he runs to the top floor, and we're chasing him. We're like, no, this is a horrible idea. Open the window, and he couldn't open up the window. So he runs to another room, and he's banging on the company commander's door. I'm like, I'll rappel through your window.
We went drinking with him another time, and we were drinking out, like, outside of barracks with a gazebo by it. And he just starts, like, trying to destroy the gazebo. And there's, like, one of those cigarette butt, like, things that you put in, and he just, like, straight up karate kicks it. And if you were, like, during, like, the workday, he's probably, like, one of the most squared away, like, individuals you've ever met. Like, very clean. Like, you can tell he's, like, really Christian, probably doesn't drink that much, but, like, you put, like, two beers in him, and just gone.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those, like, classic scenarios where, like, his wife doesn't allow him to drink at home, so when he gets with the boys, he just drinks his brains out. Well, the next night, we were standing in formation, he's yelling my name, he's like, number two! I'm like, Sarge, what? We're literally standing at attention. He goes, I'm still fucked up right now. he's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, so Jack, these are things that you get to experience in, you know, the Army.
Yeah, not the new Army.
Not our company. Well, you did have a team leader come up to your door a few nights ago and ask you,
oh, yeah. I got to be a DD. And then he didn't even remember talking to me. It was a fun time.
Oh, man.
I went on a training exercise. It was a week-long training for the Blue Forest Tracker. And it happened to be on the same week of St. Patrick's Day. So you go to the base, and with the base bar, and I went to the group of guys and said, hey, you know, who likes Guinness? And, like, they're all like, oh, yeah, yeah. So I got two pitchers of Guinness. And the sergeant who was driving, like, was all, yeah, fuck yeah, I'll drink, yeah. And then I go to pour him out a glass. He's like, no, dude, I'm not drinking. He's like, I gotta fucking drive the GSA for you drunk asses. So I'm drinking. And no one else wanted to drink the Guinness with me, even though I ordered two pitchers. So I had to drink two pitchers of Guinness, and then we decided to go to the bowling alley and bowl. And I suck at bowling until I hit that one part of, like, the, like, functional drunk, and I'm making strikes every single time. I have one more drink, and then that just set me on the downhill. I was bowling in the other person's lane.
I remember this one time we were out building a runway, And basically, we didn't have leadership. We had, like, a corporal in charge of us. And we were all very excited to go to the shore to go drinking. And we seriously considered bringing a Humvee to drive down to the shore. We didn't do it.
Is that with our own unit?
Yeah, that was with 150th.
Yeah, we definitely could have gotten away with it then.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, when I was in Iraq, I remember when I was in Iraq, my second tour, we were over at BIOP. And for those of you that are familiar with BIOP, you know, it's a fucking massive base with, like, all these different other bases on it. And this was, like, in 2008. So, you know, they had like, different shops and shit there. So me and my buddies, we just got back from a mission. And we were sitting around. We were bored. We're getting hungry. Didn't want to go to the DFAC. So we ended up commandeering a fucking random Humvee we found and drove it all over BIOP, hitting up a few shops, and then bringing it back with nobody noticing. Did the same thing at Greensend, too.
It's awesome that we get to, like, talk about the fun times that we had while we were still in. You know, I guess, like, one of the biggest questions, since Jack, you are one of you're our lead admin for the Disgruntled Soldier, is, you know, obviously we've talked about what the vision is, but how do you see what the Disgruntled Soldier is and where are we trying to go with it?
Oh, I basically see it as, like, something, like, basically the little sister to the Disgruntled Vet. Same concept, everything, but it adheres more to the active soldier and kind of helping them through their time. Like, if they ever have bad times or they just want someone to talk to who's in the same situation, or even if you just hate life that day, you can go and basically talk to someone who's on that kind of level.
I think it works because we are anonymous, so, like, if you are a soldier that's having a hard time with, like, a squad leader or your chain of command, you're not the only guy out there that's having those problems. Like, the army's big, yeah, the entire military's big. You're not going to be the only guy out there with that problem, so you can message that page and, you know, rant and have a safe spot to do that.
Yeah, also, like, I like having some, like, veterans who are on the page that are maybe just people who like to pass by the page, see some funny memes, but they can also give some, like, advice to the new private that just got to his first unit and he doesn't know what to do or something like that. It's just basically an outlet for people to get shit off their chest or find information that they wouldn't get otherwise.
Yeah, I guess, like, one of the biggest things that I want to see come out of it is, you know, if we can catch these guys early, you know, while they're still in, and give them the resources that they need, be it, you know, let's say it's a soldier that's getting out of the army, or, you know, the military, and get him job resources, get him, you know, counseling if he has PTSD, then we can kind of prevent the veterans that we turned into because we didn't know where to go. Because we've all been through the briefs, but, like, you go through a brief and you just forget about it.
Oh, definitely. You either forget about it or you fall asleep during it.
But I think the issue with the briefs is, like, they're thrown at us and say, hey, like, sit down and shut up and listen to this so we can check the box off and go back to training. So I think there's just an underlying issue where they're not being as effective as they could be.
What would be some, like, suggestions, y'all being veterans, y'all would have, basically, some advice to, like, the new soldier, such as someone like me, who's a baby in Army standards?
All right, well, here you go. Here's a couple things I'll leave you with. And this should be common sense. Don't marry the stripper.
Oh, too late.
Don't buy a fucking car off base.
Not too late for that one, too.
Okay, Jesus.
If it's your first sergeant's daughter, just don't do it.
Yeah.
What about Sergeant Major's daughter?
Oh, goddamn. Good advice, though, man. It's... You just gotta go with the flow. You just gotta fucking do what you're told and run with it. And you'll be just fine.
I would say every resource that they give you, use it.
Schools. Take the fuck advantage of every and any school you can volunteer for or go to.
They ask for volunteers. My unit, they just ask for volunteers to reclass 88 Mike, which is a truck driver. And they came up to me and asked, and I don't think I could, I couldn't give them an answer because I was laughing so hard.
All right.
And there's like lots of programs within the Army that you can use, like there's like different finance classes, you know, just take advantage of everything that you have. Because I feel like too many of us hear the briefings, know all the resources, and just never do anything with them. And the shit's free.
Yeah.
That would be my biggest thing.
Can't complain with free.
No, but go to aerosol school. Do that.
Oh, I've been trying. Trust me, that's where I want to go.
Go to aerosol, go fucking Pathfinder, Airborne, do all that fun shit. You will fucking love it. And hate it.
Are you aerosol?
Yeah, man. Fucking...
I'm surprised it doesn't come up 100 times.
No. God, no. That was... What, 2009?
He's an MP, so he could aerosol to give you a ticket.
Fuck off. And apparently pistol whip you, according to Chaffee.
Yep. That's all MPs are good for. Pistol whipping. And tickets.
I can't wait till I see you this month, Chaffee.
Do you have the ticket already written?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in the form of my
fist. Pistol whip?
Of my fist, and I'm going to issue it to you by... Connecting his fist to your balls.
You're gonna fist my balls.
Well, fucking treat your balls like a damn speed bag.
Don't cut them, man. I'm telling you, they do not stop bleeding. I woke up the next morning, there's blood all the way down my legs and my balls.
So, we were talking about this in the pre-show. Can you explain to the viewers of how you cut your balls?
Oh, yeah, so I was doing, what every other vet in a house full of vets would do. You pull your balls out and you slap them on your friend or, you're rubbing your balls on his doorknob because that's even funnier. And, I'm trying to put them on his ear because obviously. And, he ends up tries to smack me with a cell phone, so I jumped out of the way. And then he ended up clipping me again. So I have this, like, inch-long fucking cut on the bottom of my ball sack. Which I don't know what's worse. The fact that he used his phone to cut me in the balls, or... I think I still win. Like, yeah, there's a little bit of battle wound, but my ball's still fucking...
So, here's some advice for you. Don't try and teabag your roommate.
Actually, I got some better advice for you on that one, because Trunk Monkey and I were in Iraq together. And he learned the hard way on grappling. So, fucking go to combatives. Make sure you take combatives class, because that's always fun. It will pay off. And if you find yourself in a position where you're on the ground, don't be afraid to go for the balls.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness. We've actually had this on the show before, but there was this one time I was fighting with number two when we were in Afghanistan, and I was kicking his ass. Like, I was winning the fight. No, worse. He stuck his finger up my ass.
The real question here is, did you like it?
No! I did not like it.
No, it's not that you didn't like it, you loved it. Number two said, hey, dude, I'm going in dry. And he's like, all right, man. He's ready for it. I've heard this whole story from number two. He told me all about it.
He liked a lot. It was better for him than it was for me.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard a grown man scream before. Like the scream that Chappie let out.
For me and my guys, like our downtime, you know, just ball tapping was one of those games, you know, it was a fucking thing to do to pass time. I don't know why. But, you know, Strong Monkey, he was heavily involved in this, but some of our guys just got downright low with this. We had one dude fucking use a traffic cone on another guy and dropped him. We actually have one on video, too, from Iraq. Guy came walking through the door, other dude came bursting through his whoopee and fucking just dead on smack and dropped him. I'm like, you could just hear like the sound, like the connecting sound, man. It's like a bolt fucking snapping right by you. Oh my god, I think he ended up like rupturing a fucking ball.
And so, I guess a little bit more advice for the new soldiers is buy a cup.
So, yeah. If you have any advice for new soldiers and you listen to this show, go over to the disgruntled soldier, post on their wall some advice for Jack and being a new soldier in the army. And what, you think we can post this advice on the page?
Jeff? Oh, definitely.
I'm doing that. It'll be like when I post up on the main page, I'm going out on a date and I need some advice.
Yeah, I'm sure you got like the best advice ever, like bring roofies.
I love that. That was the first thing to pop up.
There's about a thousand comments of like, make sure it's not your first sergeant, or make sure it's not your first sergeant's daughter, or you know, never sleep with her on the first date unless it's anal. Then one person goes, I just love how all of you are assuming that he's going out with a female.
It is in the army. With the whole.
Oh my god, stay away from the Depend Upon This, too.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. We have a story for you. Tell them what you were trying to do. Getting married.
Nope.
Oh, yep. I'm gonna have to tell the story. So, Jack is a single soldier, and his roommate is also a single soldier. And, they're like, you know what we need in our life? Some BAH. And they were contemplating getting married for the BAH.
Cool, 15,000 extra a year.
Yeah, that's until you fucking get moved to a different duty station with a lower fucking BAH rate.
Oh, yeah. Hey, but at least I'll get to have a dog.
I mean, you still can, you just can't get caught.
That's a lot of work.
Oh, you know, the best thing in the world I do remember was one morning before PT, they were doing a fucking barracks inspection, surprise barracks inspection. So they called out the MPs, and they had their dogs and fucking, you know, just a couple other people walking through the building.
So they called you?
No, this was me. I wasn't in an MP company or brigade or anything like that when I was active. I was in a brigade combat team, a BSTB.
So you were like a cop for... What does an MP do?
I was PSD, and then I was on a PIT team.
Okay.
Which is something you're probably not familiar with, are you?
No, I have no idea. I was just pretending.
Yeah, fuck you. No, man, you should have seen the fucking people that got flushed out of that building, though.
Well, it's funny, right before we went off to Germany, one of our sister battalions, they all went to PT. They closed down the parking lot. They did car searches. At the same time, they did barrack searches. And they found dogs. They found cats. They found weed in people's cars. It was crazy. It was all over, you know, social media. Like, pages and stuff. It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I actually found out what was going on because I couldn't get to my battalion because the road was blocked off. And I look on Facebook, and there it is on one of the social media pages that I follow. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense now. Well, I think we're coming up on time for this section. You know, if you've been listening, this is Disgruntled Discussions on WDVR, powered by EVRadio.net. And we've been here with Jack, our special guest from the Disgruntled Soldier, myself, Chappie, Hooligan, and number two. We'll be right back.
The DV Farm is a nonprofit organization to help veteran rehab and homelessness in the state of New Hampshire by the way of housing, animal-assisted therapy, structured work, and camaraderie of our fellow brothers and sisters working together to reintegrate back into civilian life. If you would like to help give to the DV Farm and help us with this cause, please visit www.dvfarm.org or go to gofundme.com/dvfarm-org. We do not accept any government funds or grants. We operate off of donations from the public alone. All donations are tax deductible. Again, please visit www.dvfarm.org or go to gofundme.com/dvfarm-org. Please give back to the veterans that voluntarily served our country.
The number one stop on the internet for veterans and service members. WDVR on DVRadio.net.
Welcome back to Disgruntled Discussions. This is Chappie on WDVR, powered by DV Radio. We've had our great guest Jack from the Disgruntled Soldier. We have your favorite host tonight, Chappie. That's me. Number two, who I think caught the explosive diarrhea.
And, I'm back now. Yeah, I had to take my halfway through the radio show poop.
And of course, our most hated MP, Hooligan.
Yeah, that's why you say the best for last.
Yes. And I think we've had a pretty good show tonight. You know, we've talked about, you know, what the vision of the Disgruntled Soldier is. We've got to talk a little bit about deployments and a little bit about everything.
And the effects of Hooligan drinking fucking Four Loko.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't gone off to a strip club yet.
Well, I'm actually running right now.
Okay.
I'll probably be over in your AO by, next couple hours.
That reminds me, you're going to be coming to Colorado this month, aren't you?
Yes, I will.
What are you going to be doing in Colorado?
I'm going to be attending a program called Operation Restored Warrior for veterans suffering from PTSD. It's a really good program, for people suffering from PTSD and, you know, how it's kind of altered my life quite a bit, especially over this last year. So, had to, got this opportunity by linking up and meeting with some of my battles, and they told me about it, so I'm going to give it a shot and see how it works out, and hopefully I'll have something positive to report on for later this month.
And what's this charity called?
Operation Restored Warrior.
And where can you find them?
You can find them on Facebook. Their page is Operation Restored Warrior. There they have links to their website and everything else they do. They hold what they call as drop zones twice a month. And they're usually out in some pretty fucking amazing places. I know this one is going to be out in the mountains in Colorado And they have another one out in California as well. But it's all small groups of vets at a time. So it's, about 6 to maybe 8 veterans that'll go at a time. So it's, the groups are tighter and actually get to form that bond a lot better. But it's a really good program from what everyone's saying. So,
and that kind of goes into, so every week we want to highlight a veteran business of the week. And this week we chose another 501c3 called Vet Rest. They're based out here in Colorado and they have a ranch where they take in homeless veterans and they're trying to expand it so they can take in families. And they do a whole bunch of different programs where, very much like the DV Farm, they get people involved with horses, but it's all out here in Colorado. And actually Colorado has one of the highest veteran homeless rates out here. So I met with the lady called, we call her Colonel Katie. She was a retired colonel in the Air Force, and what she's doing is absolutely amazing. You can find her on Facebook at Vet Rest, and Facebook at, I believe it's at vetrest.com or vetrest.org. I don't know. One of those. I just think it's amazing how veterans are always taking care of each other. You know, when you got things like, when you can look at like the DV Farm, Vet Rest, Hooligans, the charity that Hooligans working with. It's just, it doesn't matter that we're out. We're still working to help each other.
Yeah, that's a nice thing about the veteran community. I don't think I've ever gone to a place where another vet has, or I've seen another vet turn a vet away to really help out, and when that was definitely in crisis.
Yeah, and Jack, this is this kind of ties into you. It's like this is what you get to inherit when you get out. You know, you get to inherit this community of looking out for each other because one day we're gonna be old, and you're gonna have to take care of my ass.
Guys, I feel kind of bad because I took a poop, and then one of my housemates just jumped into the shower, so they just took a shower of my poopy smell.
I love how we go from talking about something serious to poop. This is the exact.
Well, that's thing. Also serious too.
Yes,
dysentery can kill you. Okay, dysentery is bad for you. If you've ever played the Oregon Trail, you should know this. that's how half my people died, apparently, is from dysentery or cholera, or they drowned because they couldn't fucking build a raft.
That was a phenomenal game, though.
So that's something I do want to hear about is Oregon Trail stories. So I know there's plenty of us old folks out there, like you assholes, so graciously put, that have probably played this game and probably have some pretty good memories coming back from it.
I would always lose. My guys would always end up dying because I would trade like all the clothing and stuff for money and I was definitely the most wealthy person there. But I wouldn't even get like halfway through because it'd be wintertime and they have fucking no clothes and they have no dried food left over. I'm like, why do you need that shit?
Or if you try to barter with Indians, but you end up pissing them off, so they kill you.
Yeah, no, I want to know though. Has anyone actually beaten the game? Like, gotten to their exact spot, no one died. I wonder if you can still find it. I wonder if it's online.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. But see, now I'm wondering, like, if they ever mentioned things like maybe the Trail of Tears, or just General Custard, like, hey, you ran into Custard's army. Oh man.
As you guys know, this is Disgruntled Discussions on WDVR, DV Radio.
You're gonna get so good at saying that after a while.
I'm horrible. I always have to like think back of why is there a W? Like the W doesn't make sense to me.
For East Coast, obviously.
Yeah, come on. West Coast uses K.
Are you serious? Like, why is there a W for East Coast? Like, are you fucking me with it? Like, fucking with me on this?
No, man. This was back during the 20s.
But why didn't they put an E?
Why not put an E?
What's the K stand for?
Stands for kicking Chappie in the balls.
Hey, have you guys heard about the event that DB Farm's doing?
Yeah.
You want to tell us about it?
Number two. Yeah, I think it's more fun when you say it.
Oh man, you're gonna make me read.
Yeah, no, I can't read. Bo doesn't let me read anymore because I read like from the fourth grade.
So as you guys know, DB Farm's probably one of our favorite 501c3s, and we've ran several different events for them, and now they are actually running one of their own events called the DB Farm Movie Night. And this is a pay-per-view event to benefit the DB Farm, and it only costs $15. The movies will be one of John Wayne's, followed by one of James Cagney.
James Cagney.
Sorry, both two really old people that are apparently really cool. And the intermission, there will be two feature newsreels from 1941, December 7th. And they will be of the Pearl Harbor attack. And the awesome part about this is the movie night will be on the 7th of December. So kind of tying that all in together. You can begin purchasing December 7th through the 14th. Please go register on the DB Farm Facebook, and they have a little event tab. Go there and say if you're going or not. It just really helps us figure out who's going. And then we can all party together, and it'll be real fun. It's all online. Like I said, it's a pay-per-view event, and you get to watch some really cool movies. I love watching newsreels, and, you know, to see one of Pearl Harbor would be absolutely amazing. You know, we just want to really help promote this event because we believe in the DV Farm and everything they do. And the amazing part is us people, you know, disgruntled, all the dysfunctional fans, you know, because of us, we've been able to help keep the DB Farm going. And, you know, right now, I believe they have two veterans in the program. The DB Farm's absolutely amazing, and they help, you know, some of the hardest cases of homeless veterans. If you don't know anything about the DB Farm, definitely go check them out on Facebook or at dbfarm.org. They help homeless veterans, and actually, we just started a Christmas card program. If you go on our Facebook, we're trying to send as many cards to these homeless veterans as possible just to, you know, lighten up the mood because, you know, Christmas is always a tough time. And like I said, we believe in this program. We've been with Six for a while. And as you guys know, apparently I call Six Daddy. So
who's your daddy, Kathy?
That's my little spiel about the farm.
So there is a way that you can help contribute to DB Farm if you're on Amazon, eBay,
Humble Bumble.
Are you trying to pick up girls on Bumble?
Actually, I just met a girl from Bumble. It was impressive. But if you are on Amazon, eBay, Humble Bundle, it's hard to say. You can select DB Farm as your contributor, and they'll help donate money to DB Farm.
All right.
Humble Bundle.
You can go directly to the smile.amazon.com. A percentage of your shopping cart will go directly to the DB Farm. And if I kind of touched on something, one of my rants/ we're going to bring this from the underground was, I want to say it was last night or the night before, I post the picture of, you know, me and my wife. I was underneath our disgruntled wood flag. Something that, like, bothered me all day and pissed me off was, I don't know why. I really don't know why. Is someone commented, like, what do you guys even do for the veteran community? I just couldn't even answer the question. It was like, I don't know how many hours myself, my team, we all put into this. And for someone to like call me out on that, it's not that I'm trying to look for praise or anything, or we're trying to look out for praise, but it hurt. It just really bothered me. I don't know. Sorry. That's my little rant.
There's a lot of that out there. A lot of people that don't see the behind the scenes work. Like, Chappie, when you and I first started this page, and it was just you and I working on it, you know, how many times were we up at 3, 4, 5 in the morning, you know, helping people out. And then as the team grew, we have good guys that stay up all night too, if they can't sleep, whatever. They're helping people. And, the amount of dedication and devotion that our team has for this page is absolutely incredible. The devotion they have to the veteran community is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know, I guess, does it, like, hurt? Because, like, I know how much our team, like, puts it into this. Like, we have Sparky, who's, like, literally ran events. We have Number Two, who, or not Number Two, sorry, Nevermore.
Number Two, who co-founded it. Hey,
okay. Yeah, we have Nevermore, who's brought Christmas trees to veterans that were... You know, like, I believe the story went,
And we lost him. Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of, like, a lot of our team just spends a lot of time just working for the page. They don't get paid, they don't, you know, it's an all-volunteer service, and, it's just what they're passionate about, what they love doing. They just love talking to veterans, learning our stories, how we can help each other out, because it goes both ways. As we're helping people out, they're helping us out too. I know there's been a lot of times when I've been down and I've just been talking to random people on the page, and it's just really nice to be able to help someone out when, you know, the veteran community has given so much back to me. So.
Well, yeah, that's what we got to do. Got to keep paving that way, man. It's like paying it forward almost.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We learned a great deal from when Chappie and I first started. We learned a great deal from the TV page. But yeah, I mean, it isn't about, you know, the fame or, you know. When people ask me about it and they're impressed by how many followers I have, that's not, you know, really what it's about. It's, because all of us are doing this on our personal lives, et cetera. There's all these groups like, you know, mine, like Bid, that helps everyone out. They're just absolutely incredible, incredible pages that put veterans forward, because a lot of times you see it in the government and politics, we're not put first.
It's a shitty thing, but that's how groups like, you know, the VFWs and all that good shit got started.
Yeah.
And started getting acknowledged was because veterans were like, hey, fuckers, time for you guys to listen to us for a change.
Right.
You know, and the biggest thing with this too, you know, and to kind of go off what you were saying, Number Two, is we do a lot of this, you know, on our own personal time. I mean, like, you know, we have school, we have careers, jobs, family. You know, we got a lot to balance in between. And, you know, we're all doing this on our own time because, you know, this is what we want to do. You know, shit, we wouldn't be here if we didn't want to or if we didn't care. And we're definitely not doing it for, you know, to get follower, well, you know, we want followers, obviously, from the vet community, just not, you know, like every other fucking group out there. You know, right. You set up a page and you just want followers. You don't care about anything else. So, you know, we do it because we care and because we want to.
Yeah, we're not like the Kardashians. I just do it for the...
Yeah. Even though Chappie is, did he already cut his dick off, or what's going on with that one?
Him and Jack decided they wanted to go home and spoon together. So, I do like the show. They're taking a glitter bath. the show. I definitely like the show when he's not on it. Just hearing his voice all the time really makes me upset.
Yeah, it puts me into a blind rage, which is actually helping fuel my fuel my attempts to make it out the door so I can go find my closest Chuck E. Cheese and start throwing down.
That's classic MP. He's got to beat up on kids because he can't beat up on anyone else.
That's right. That's right. I live to put people down, respect my authority.
Are Chuck E. Cheese is still a thing?
I see him every now and then.
I haven't seen one in a while.
Well, you're the one that has the restraining order. You can't even go to like a fucking park.
Nah, I got to take the long way home from school because I can't pass the schoolyard.
Oh, Jesus. But, well, so far, I don't know. So, let's see what our... Well, we have another show coming up next week.
Yep.
And we have our guest lined up for that one. After some technical snafus and misinformation being put out. Thanks to Chappie.
Fucking Chappie.
Because everything's just going to... All blame is going to be shifted towards him.
It's the easiest way to do it.
Exactly.
I was presenting a small bit about being like owning a business, and I told him that it's so easy to run a business when you have another 50% partner, because if you fuck up, you can just blame everything on them. I don't know how many times I'll sit there and be like, oh yeah, no, that's my business partner. He did that. I know that was me.
Yeah. See, look, it works out. It's perfect. So, for our guest next week, I don't know, some of you guys may have heard of him. Others probably not, but I highly suggest you check him out. It's a guy by the name of the Marine Rapper. I know he initially had a few videos posted up from some pretty big sites and other groups within the veteran community. But he's a really talented kid.
So he's a Marine and he raps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this guy's he's pretty legit. He's got a YouTube channel, all that good stuff. You can just look him up on the Marine Rapper and take it from there. But, yeah, no, definitely looking forward to having him on next week.
Yes, we have that going for us. Also, I want to talk about donations to DV Radio again, without messing up the words. What was that thing called? A humble bundle.
Yeah. Humble bumble.
humble bumble. But yeah, definitely. But yeah, so if you're going, if you want to donate to DV Radio, we do have some stuff in the works for that since it's not a nonprofit. I cannot keep up this. We do have merchandise for DV Radio. And when I say we, I mean that's coming from DV Radio. What?
Basically, DV Radio really relies on donations, you know, to keep things going, to keep the show going, to make it bigger and better. Gives us the opportunity to do more things for the community as well through this show by highlighting, you know, veteran-run and owned businesses, organizations, charities, things like that. So, you know, definitely check out the DV store. You'll find their merchandise on there. You'll find our merchandise on there. We're going to have some more stuff coming out, hopefully, here soon that we can update you guys with. You can go to, you can find this stuff on dvstore.com.
My dvstore.com.
Yeah. dvstore.com. Go check it out.
Mydvstore.com.
Well, no, not yours. Mydvstore.com. Yeah, sorry. See, now I'm just jumping ahead of myself. So yeah, it is mydvstore.com.
We're not good at this talking thing today.
Apparently not. I think I'm just catching, you know, whatever the fuck disease is hitting Chappie between that and whenever he fucking posts stuff up.
We caught the stupid through the microphones. But yeah, in the works, we're trying to get more, like more daily shows going, full on talk shows, and a couple other things that, that are still in the works. So, any support that you have that can go towards the DV radio would be cool of you. I think that was the first time the word "hua" was used on this radio show.
Hua?
This is a no hua zone.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I think that that just about wraps things up for now.
that wraps up this hua show.
Jesus, this is ending terribly. But definitely check us out. Go to mydvstore.com, just so I have that right.
MyDVStore, yep.
MyDVStore. Check it out. Go buy some merch. Support us. Help us, you know, to continue to support you guys and everything everyone in the fucking world wants to do. So, I'm off to Chuck E. Cheese now. I got some kids to go fight and some prizes to go win.
Get those tickets. Guys,
gotta get those tickets, man.
Thank you all for listening to the show tonight. We hope you had some good laughs, because I sure did. Follow us on all of our pages, Disgruntled Vets, Disgruntled Soldier, give him some love. And
wrap it before you tap it.
Wrap it before you tap it, gentlemen.
DV Radio.